Well, good morning. It's the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. Thanks for joining me. It's Friday. I hope you're having a great week. Today we continue and we end up our study about the Bible. And today we talk about the Bible contains truth, and it's truth that we can understand. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, Paul says, "How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." Paul here told the Gentiles, when they read, they may understand his knowledge in the mystery of Christ. If they, the Gentiles, can read and understand what Paul wrote, then we can understand what Paul wrote as well. In John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" Here Jesus told the Jews to abide in his word. Are they to abide in something that they cannot understand? I don't think so. And also Jesus told them that they shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the truth of the Bible is something that we cannot understand, as many people would have us to believe, then why would Jesus say that we can know the truth? In Ephesians 5, verse 17, "Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Here Paul urges them to understand the will of the Lord. This means the will of God was something that they could understand. Now, understanding may require people to do what Paul said in Acts 17, verse 11, as he was talking about the Bereans. He says that these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Those in Berea were more fair-minded or more noble than those in Thessalonica because they did what? They searched the scriptures daily. And why did they do this? To determine if the things that Paul and Silas were teaching were so. To determine if what they taught was truth. This means the Bereans could understand the scriptures, and it means we can do the same. Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." Jesus said, if we will seek, we shall find. If we seek the truth, shall we not find it? You see, we can understand the Word of God. We can understand the Bible. Let me give you an illustration. Sometimes a person may have a need to put together a piece of furniture, or maybe they need to put together some toy for their kids. And they get frustrated trying to get it all to fit together like it's supposed to go. They may just throw their hands up and say, "Well, I just can't figure this thing out. This just doesn't fit together. Or it must be missing a piece." And you might ask them, "Well, did you read the directions? Did you read the instructions?" "Well, no, I can't make any sense out of those instructions. Half of it's in another language anyway, and what's in English doesn't make sense either." You see, people will exaggerate and generalize about things like this. They don't try very hard, and they get frustrated, and then they blame the instructions. Well, people will treat the Bible like that. They say, "I can't understand that. I don't get that. How can anyone ever understand the Bible?" Yet, they fail to even read the instructions. They fail to put forth any effort to understand the instructions. And they basically just want somebody else to do it for them. "Put the bookshelf together for me. Put the dollhouse together for me." They just want it done and over with, and they have no patience and no desire to actually learn how to do it. Many people want the Bible to be easy because they are lazy. And they refuse to put forth the effort and diligence to read it, to study it, to meditate upon it in order to understand it and then apply it to their lives. People treat their spiritual lives like they do their regular lives. They have a microwave because they want their food hot and they want it hot now. They stream all their TV shows because they want to watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it. Have Amazon bring everything to my door because I don't want to have to go get it. I think you get the picture. We can understand the scriptures, but we must apply ourselves and we must not be lazy in doing so. We cannot microwave our salvation. It takes work. I'm out of time, but read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow.